Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name is?
First caller of the day.
You are the first caller of the day. You made it through. This is your woo! Look at the energy! Wow!
What have you all been right. up? Have you, are you just getting up, or have you been up all night?
I've been up all night. Too.
She's wired.
Clearly, what do you do?
I have insomnia. I'm not even working, but I'm on my way to work.
What do you do?
I work in sales. I'm director of sales for non-destructive testing for tube and pipe.
Whoa!
Tube and pipe. Well, you
so
know what?
Exciting.
That's exciting. I would. Your energy. That's a person who works for tube and pipe.
Yeah, tell me about it. What's a good sales tactic to sell a pipe?
I actually don't sell the pipe. I sell the equipment, which inspects like the weld seam or the full body of the pipe to make sure there's no defects. It's not going to burst open in your car or in oil and gas lines. So
okay,
like, so you want it to burst open? No. Okay, here's the system. All right.
Wow. In other words, you
yeah.
Wow.
She has her spiel down, too. Yeah. Like,
I mean, my job's pretty easy. I feel guilty taking a paycheck home.
Let me tell you something. We're not piping gas lines here at Chum, so you have a pretty tougher job than us.
Oh, you'd be surprised how many pipes there are in structural buildings. So I'm sure there are some running through your walls.
Right. Okay. What's your first name again?
Jamie Lee Kennedy is my full
Jamie
name.
Lee Kennedy.
Yeah, I listened to you guys just recently, and I freaking love it.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks for
flipping.
Welcome to the family.
Yeah, flipping, love it.
Okay, write down Jamie Lee Kennedy if we need tube and pipe,
if
okay?
If we need pipes, yeah, for
just
sure.
In case.
Listen, I just get to talk to you, right?
Well, you know what? We love the fact that you listen. That's great. See, we got tube and pipe. We got a baker.
Yeah.
We're like, right, we got a car mechanic. We're just adding to our list of the Chum family.
We can build a building by the time we finish the radio show.
I'm in the draw for something there. So,
oh, yeah?
You know, if you want to, like, nudge towards me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we'll just pipe it all down to you.
All right.
As soon as you find out you win. Thank you so much for listening.
Have a great day.
You too. Love you, and thanks for being our number one caller, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Right now, let's play Heads Up. Giving away $100 in Daily Grand lottery prize to our players. Is Ethan there?
Yep.
All right. Good morning, Ethan. You're on Team Jamar, okay? Thank you for joining.
No problem.
And on Team Marilyn?
We have Catherine. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. We're doing this awfully early. This is a colon twister.
Yeah, for real. Colon twister. Here's how we play. Caitlin's going to hold up a word. Caitlin, thank you for your participation.
You're welcome.
And Marilyn is going to give her teammate a clue to help them guess that word. That's you. So you have 30 seconds.
Okay.
And then my teammate and I will take a shot. Whoever has the most right wins the game.
So it's like one word kind of, it's like password. It's kind of like one word guesses.
To figure out the real word.
Okay. So, all right.
Heads up.
Why do I have to go first? I don't know.
Because you're Marilyn.
Hang on, Catherine. I just have to have a sip of coffee.
Okay.
I almost got a
Hey, no fair. She's juicing.
You know, the funny thing is it's been Marilyn's idea to have contests earlier in the day.
Right.
But now that we're doing it.
She didn't want to do it.
Be careful what you wish for.
You make your bed.
I almost got a speeding ticket this morning. I'm very beclemmed.
Okay,
I'm ready.
You're wide awake.
Go. All right, Catherine.
Okay. Are we all ready?
Okay, Catherine, you and I, baby.
All right. So your time starts now.
Trunk. Animal.
Car. Trunk. Animal.
Keep talking.
Trunk. Animal. Gray. Africa. Big.
Oh.
Smart.
Oh, geez.
Go to the next one.
Pass.
Scotiabank Arena. Ariana Grande. 15,000 people. Event.
Oh my God, haunted on.
My
cat. Oh,
Pat. No. Can I tell you what the first one was? Elephant.
Only one.
Elephant. Second one. Concert.
What about that other animal with the trunk?
Are we done? Like, wait.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
We can do it again. Let's do a different game.
Okay.
And you can give full.
You said one word guesses. That's what you said.
I do not believe I said that.
I said to you one word guesses, and you go, yep.
All right, the arbitrator has spoken.
Okay, so you can use sentences.
Okay, so are we going to start this again?
Yep.
Look at that. Okay.
This never happens.
No.
This is a gift
this
from
is why we're
the
doing,
game gods.
This is why we're doing between 5 and 6.
Right.
But
no
honestly,
more
Tom,
games
I
before
said
daylight.
Like, I said to you, Tom, is it like password? You said yes.
I don't remember password.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Let's take another shot.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, Catherine, we're starting. Yay. So your second chance starts now.
I'm going to peel a fruit. It's delicious. Vitamin C.
Orange.
Okay. I love this country. I like to sing it.
Canada.
There's a dozen. There's a dozen in this.
Eight.
Yep. My husband is an anesthesiologist. He works at a...
Doctor's office.
No.
Bigger. Hospital. Yeah.
Corey Hart, I wear my blank at night.
Oh, my sunglasses.
Got it. I have to have my Starbucks because it's great.
Coffee.
Got it. Let's chill and watch TV.
She got it!
She got it!
She got it.
How many is that?
Now I count. One, two, three.
Aren't you happier, Marilyn?
Five, six, seven.
That's better, Catherine.
Those clues are very, very interesting. We know what you did last night, Marilyn. Okay. Let's move on. Ethan.
Right. Here, new rules, new game.
Ethan, and
Jamar.
We only get one shot at this, so you know how this goes.
Alrighty.
Let's do it.
Okay.
What's wrong?
Okay, Ethan and Jamar, your round starts now.
Okay. Under my Ella.
Umbrella.
Wait a minute. That's a problem with that.
No way.
Yep.
I don't want a sled. I don't want a snowboard. Let's ride in a... Down a hill.
Toboggan.
There you go. The hut where you buy these that you put over your face. Polarized. Ray-Ban.
Sunglasses.
Arf, arf goes the...
Dog.
Oh, the one tool we need to work in radio. I put it over my dome.
Headphone.
Thank you.
Headset.
Okay, headset. I've got a problem with the first one.
What do you have? What a problem?
You said Ella. That's part of the word.
That's not
Umbrella,
it.
Ella.
It's a different
that
word.
That is wrong.
Ella.
Can't use part of the word.
It's different.
Okay, see, and you corrected yourself because...
You got a whole other round. I can't believe you. I can't. She's narking me. She got a whole other round.
Jamar, you were always going to say you put this over my head, but you said over my dome because you knew,
I knew
that
it.
Umbrella was wrong.
I said headphones.
Even if we gave you Umbrella, you only got five, so you
right,
didn't.
All right. Good job, Team Marilyn. Good job. Ethan, we did our thing, man. In one shot, by the way, too, with only one round, we did our
thing. Okay, rub it in.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is.
We helped really pioneer this game, Catherine.
Okay.
That's what we did. Okay, what does she get? Does she get anything?
She does. She gets $100 in daily grand lottery.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
So if you cash in, I'll just take a 25% take, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Bye. Ethan, thank you for playing, Catherine. That was so much fun. We'll play this again because it feels so good.
And I hope every one of those tickets are a winner, Catherine.
at least one.
And I hope they're all winners, just like you are. The text line is 104536 to text us a response to... What did you do when you realized you didn't like your engagement ring? What about it didn't you like? I really dove deep into the J-Lo ring yesterday, and man, I found out. Listen to this.
Okay.
We thought that this ring was worth $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Estimates, jewelry experts have estimated this ring to be in upwards of $5 million worth.
Wow.
$5 million
worth. Wow.
It's an approximately 20-carat emerald-cut diamond. I don't know where they found this thing. I don't know what planet they flew to and came back to bring this, because I don't know where you could find a diamond that's big to put on a ring. Extremely rare. They said that the ring has pretty much no embellishment. It's super clear, so the clarity, you know, if you're wondering about the clarity, it's not a flawed diamond, so it's very, very valuable. Mm. What if she didn't like that ring?
Yeah,
you have to say you like it.
Well, I would have to say that too, but I still say, when we were talking to Lainey yesterday, I think they went ring shopping, or he probably did some investigation on what she likes and what she doesn't like. And like, it was very funny yesterday on Wendy, good old Wendy Williams, showing all the old engagement rings that she had from the five guys that asked to marry her.
Wow.
Yes.
And she said with Ben Affleck, remember Ben Affleck?
Yeah, sure.
Remember he canceled the wedding before they got married, 4 days before the wedding?
Yep.
She did, that was a beautiful pink diamond. She returned it. But she said for her first guy, Ohani, the guy that she had.
Oh, Hani Noah, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
She said she did not return that ring. She said, you really should because the guy has no money.
Right.
Like she...
Oh, my goodness.
And the Mark Anthony ring was quite beautiful and embellished and lovely. And then she also said that it was Mark Anthony that introduced J-Lo to A-Rod.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm not a woman, obviously, but I feel like that's a big pressure situation for a woman to be in. To get this such... I've never gotten... I don't get gifts from people. People don't give me anything. Marilyn gave me some lotion this year. I was so thankful
and
for it.
Gift card
and a
for
gift
gas.
Card. It was the greatest.
And
really,
flow water.
The best gifts I've ever gotten in my life.
I liquefied you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine getting something so expensive and having to like it. What if you don't like
it? What if you don't like it? And the other thing is, if you don't like it is one thing, but if it's so big like J-Lo has, as you asked yesterday, good question, where are you going to wear this? And a lot of people, no matter how big their engagement ring is, whether they like it or they don't, I found out that people don't wear their engagement rings. They have it for special occasions, but they don't wear it all the time because it kind of gets in the way of going to the gym or babies or what have you. So I found that interesting, too.
Can you imagine partying at Rebel and see J-Lo walking with this $50 million ring on her finger? Like, what are we doing? Like, hey, pass me a rum and coke.
Oh, we'll see that ring more than we know.
So we've gotten quite a few texts about this.
Sure.
Yeah.
One woman said, this is a kind of a happy ending. Before my husband bought me a ring, I told him that if he wanted to ever buy me a ring, go to my favorite jeweler because he knows what I like.
Mm.
So he goes there and he buys her a pear-shaped diamond. And she said, I had wanted a Tiffany cut style. The next day after he proposed, I went back to the jewelry store to see what his options were.
Oh, my goodness.
He did pick the best of the bunch, so I kept it. And I get lots of compliments on it for being unique shape. So he bought what he liked. And you know what? It actually worked out. So that's
but
kind
she
of
went cool. back. Wait a minute. Wait.
Yeah.
She went back to the store and said, hello. What were his options?
Excuse me. I need to see.
Clarity, money, baba, shape. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so she said, you know what? This worked out in the end. Now, somebody else here has texted in the very different story. Said, I picked out a sapphire ring that I really wanted. He had his own ideas. I'm still a little ticked. I haven't said anything, but I do intend to replace it myself. Or maybe the man I leave him for will be less controlling. Shots fired over there.
Wow.
This is what I'm talking about. All these women with all these engagement rings, you can't all be satisfied.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just my question for you. What do you do? Mia on the line, what did you do when you didn't like your engagement ring, Mia?
You just gotta be honest. Like, I literally, like, I was happy as soon as I got the ring, you know? But, like, after a few days, I literally just said to him, I was like, hey, love you, but, you know,
but
this isn't really my face.
Uh-huh.
Love you, but jeez, it's just like that hurts my soul.
And what the look on his face was?
He was just okay with it because, like, I'm from a small town.
Okay.
Small town, so we're just kind of like, it wasn't like a big deal. He's really like laid back, sports guy, doesn't care about anything. Kind of went to a store and guessed, you know.
So you guys went back to the pawn shop and.
Not the pawn shop.
Oh,
not
bad,
that
bad.
Small town.
My bad. You said small town. So what happened? Did you not specify with him before you guys got engaged what kind of ring you were looking for? Did he have no idea?
No, he had no clue because I was never the one to, like, pressure him or anything, you know?
Are you happy with your ring now?
Yes.
That's so great. What did you get? Pear cut? What did you get?
I'm just really simple, so I just got, like, a circle diamond, plain band, all gold. It's all good.
You're my kind of girl. Thank you so much for sharing that story with us.
No worries.
Everything okay at home?
Yeah, everything's good.
Good.
Y'all good.
Sweet, okay. Sweet. Wayne.
Yes, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I give my lovely wife now, 25 years ago, a beautiful engagement ring. It actually, the diamond was actually my grandmother's.
Wow.
It was a mine cut. So I went to the jeweler. She says, beautiful ring. He says, but it needs a new setting. It needs updating. So we updated it. It looked great. I give it to her. Of course, she said yes, but she hated the ring.
Hated the ring. It sounds so sentimental and special. How could she hate that?
Here's the funny part. She went back to the same jeweler, and he goes, I know this ring. He says, why do you want to change it? But anyway, he changed it to her, what she would like.
Mm-hmm.
Now I hate the ring.
So when she went to change the ring, did she tell you she hated the ring, or did she just go behind your back?
No, she actually said, I'm going to change the ring. I love you very much, but I'm going to change the ring. She said, because she didn't like white gold, she changed it to gold.
Now you hate the ring.
Does she wear it every day?
Yes, she does.
Okay.
She does wear it every day. I will say that because she also got two wedding another wedding band to match to it. So in that case, it doesn't look too bad. But I don't like gold.
Oh, man.
All right. Oh.
Well, listen, at least you didn't exchange the husband. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's right. Happy 25th anniversary.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. You guys are the best.
Hey, dear lady in my life, we're going to start with Cracker Jack. Then we're going to move our way up.
Oh,
every year
do
success.
One better. Do one better. Go to the dentist and go into the box of rings that they offer and see what shape she likes. And then go to Cracker Jack. And then
Cracker
go to Jacks, People's.
Yeah. Cracker Jack, Ring Pop.
Yeah.
We'll just move our way up.
Ring Pop. Yeah. They're going big on
those
that one.
Big rigs, right?
That's good.
All right.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
It's Tuesday morning, which means The Bachelor is trending. Last night was part one of season 23's two-part finale, starring reality television's most famous virgin, Colton Underwood.
Colton!
Yes, that Colton Underwood. The one that the Bachelor production crew had to call out for in the nighttime last week after Colton was overwhelmed with scripted heartbreak and jumped a fence to get away from the cameras when his clear favorite of the three remaining finalists, Cassie, said, "I have to leave the show. I'm not here for the right reasons."
I got to tell you, Colton would have been a hit in my neighborhood. You know how many fences we jumped? Like coming out of a bodega, take some Twizzlers. Colton would have been the man.
It was a shot. Like I would have been like hitting, taking a couple of runs at it. This immediately.
He's a former football player, so he really jumped right over that fence.
Yeah.
So, of course, he jumps the fence because Cassie breaks up with him. And she just said, you know, I couldn't commit.
I can't make a commitment as soon as Colton. Like, Colton wants a wife and a family to start a life with someone right now. And I want him to have that. So I don't want him to base any decisions off of me. I can't handle the pressure of being the girl that takes something that could possibly be really special for him away.
That something is his virginity, in case you're wondering what the subtext here is. In the background,
I mean, would it have been that big?
I mean, it is a big deal on this season. It's been a big deal.
Sure.
In the background, you can kind of faintly hear the sound of what I believe to be zippers on her luggage being done up. Can we hear this again, Tom? Just the beginning.
Okay, yeah.
Is that possible? Because I think that's what I'm hearing in the background.
I can't make a commitment as soon as Colton. Like Colton wants a wife and a family.
That's a heavy duty zipper.
Like that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So anyways, then it jumps back and forth on last night's episode between the pre-taped footage in Portugal and then this live show, which is hosted by Chris Harrison. And, you know, of course, Colton says he's quitting the show, but that doesn't happen. So instead, off camera, Chris Harrison convinces him the only way to win Cassie back is to break it off with the two remaining women, which everybody knew was going to happen anyways. So then we're forced to watch this very long, drawn-out breakup that happens with the two of them before he decides that finally the only chance he has at love is to go after Cassie.
I don't know if I'm fighting for something that's not possible. But I'm willing to do anything and everything because that's how much I love Cassie.
Mike is just thinking about the editors in the edit bay and the guy that's doing, or the women that are doing the music for this show.
That's who I think needs an Emmy.
How? Yes!
The people who do the music.
That's who gets the Emmy.
Need an Emmy, and it's not for talent level or anything. It's just for having to tolerate this being your job day in and day out.
No, wait, let's unpack that for a second. Like, if Cassie takes back Colton, is that not shameful? Like, the woman ran out on him. He jumped a fence.
Is it because she doesn't want to... The virginity thing?
She says, it's too much pressure for me.
What do you mean it's too much pressure?
So what if he go to bed with somebody else and then turn around and go get Cassie? It's easy.
I feel like if she has successfully sealed a deal for hair supplements or diet tea, she's not taking him back. If she's already got those deals in the works, she's not taking him back. But if she still needs those sponsored posts on Instagram,
sure,
she's taking him back. Or could she be the next Bachelorette? Maybe they all leave this season solo and she becomes the next Bachelorette because they really haven't given the other women a ton of on-camera time.
Okay, like, so maybe, like there, maybe there's a hidden gem in there that we don't know about.
You know,
there might be that would be a good candidate for the next Bachelorette.
They're really drawing this out. Anyways, part two of the finale is tonight.
It's the eSong Entertainment Update brought to you by the IKEA Springish Sale. Get up to 60% off select items in store or online. Up until April 1st. Tyrone in the house. What's up, Tyrone?
It is springish, and I'm glad to be back.
Yes.
So one of the key pieces of evidence in the Jussie Smollett case has been discredited. I think one of the turning points when this case was still fresh was this check for $3,500. Now, the police claimed that that check was made out from Jussie to the brothers to stage this whole thing.
We had big jokes about this. We were right? Like, yo, why would anyone commit a crime and use a check?
And use a check because there's a... Now, right. But now their lawyer, Gloria Schmidt, has went on Good Morning America and said, no, this check is actually for what it says in the memo. It's for training and for nutritional advice. Mm-hmm. Now, those guys double as trainers, if you saw a picture
yes,
of them.
They're fit. They're
clearly training consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they work as like stand-ins on the show, too. So they had that relationship. Mm. And so, I don't know. I mean, this is a big key piece, but the brothers have also apologized for being a part of it. So, I mean, it is a key piece of the case, but I'm not sure how much it's going to change.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
That we're clear on the check. What else do you have?
Also, Selena Gomez. Now, Selena Gomez takes to the internet, which we all are allowed to just sort of vent. And she's talking specifically about Snapchat. She says that all the filters that make you pretty give you blue eyes. And all the filters that make you have like a distorted mouth or distorted nose or look a little quirky give you brown eyes.
Wow.
And she says, well, hello, hold on. What about my pretty brown eyes? How come my pretty brown eyes aren't being used in that light?
Thank you, Mint Condition.
Pretty brown eyes. So I took to Snapchat just to test this out, and I found that I actually look pretty good with the brown eye filters. But I think she has a good point. Let's make sure that all eyes are equal and all being given the fair light.
Well, this is one of those cultural norms where, you know, the princess and the fairy tales,
yeah,
with the beautiful
yeah.
blue eyes and blah, blah, blah. This is one of the things we've accepted, and now we're talking about it and said, hey, that's not really right to people brown eyes.
Yeah, no, it's tough. As a dad, I'm making sure my daughter likes to read. I try to find her books and make sure that her beauty and people of her lightness are shown as a standard of beauty as well.
Isn't it great that you have the availability to do that, that you're aware of it as a father?
Yes.
And the availability of more and more books.
Listen, there's a bookstore right here on Queen Street, right across the street.
I
go in, I check it every once in a while.
I find
books for all the kids in my life, and I think it's super important.
Mm-hmm.
So. Big shout out to them. And then lastly, CBS announces, I'm not sure if there are fans of the hit series Big Bang Theory, but it's coming to an end. It is coming to an end after 12 seasons. And so CBS is giving them a full hour to say goodbye.
Oh.
There is no real hints as to how the show will end. But it seems like people are excited to say goodbye.
Yeah.
There's a lot of huge fans. But people are saying on the internet, I started Googling and looking around, people are like, okay, but at least fix the dang elevator before the show is over.
Oh, yeah. It says that tape all over it.
Yeah, exactly.
What a great show. That support a lot of networks over the last 12 years.
Let me tell you.
They made money for a lot of networks. So good for them.
Now, this supposed to be like isn't this supposed to be like a Sheldon spinoff or something?
There's Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon?
That's very successful. On CTV, and the guy that plays young Sheldon is adorable.
There's also a really cool poster that they made just for this final series that I thought was really cool.
Very cool.
It'll be a t-shirt.
Ireland in the brain as we're in St. Patrick's Week. Trying to get people out to Ireland to see Ariana Grande
in Dublin. So when I'm attempting my Irish accent, which you thought was excellent.
Sounds legit to me.
Yeah. Well, Patrick didn't like it very much.
Who's Patrick?
He's one of our texters and our longtime listeners. He said, maybe another trip over will help, but, you know, he wants me to stop doing the accent. I like to hear you talk Canadian there, Patrick, and then we'll talk.
A good one.
We will be happy to host her at our house when she's over next to her true West Coast Irish hospitality. Well, I want to tell you something. I'm bringing in the big leagues on Thursday. My friend, Chef Clodagh McKenna, is coming in, and she's from Cork, Ireland.
Okay.
And we're going to go through some phrases, and she's going to maybe help us use them in sentences. So Patrick knows that we're really trying, and we're into the fabric of what Irish and the Irish culture is all about. So thank you, Patrick.
Great, so we'll get authentic Irish lessons in Irish culture.
That's right, because she'll give us a phrase like she did last year. It was very helpful to me when I went to Ireland, and then I used it in a sentence. So we'll wait till Thursday, but we'll give you sort of, and you can use that at the pub over the weekend.
Right.
Right? Like at Allen's on the Danforth. Yes. That is the place to be. Yep, you
does,
got it.
Does Toronto go pretty buck wild for St. Patrick's Day?
They sure do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
They sure do. Yeah.
Let the festivities begin.
Yeah.
Do remember, you get another shot to go to Ireland with Ariana Grande today, 2 p.m. with Ashley Greco.
Yes,
you win
you
tickets
do.
For the Scotiabank show and get qualified to go out to Ireland.
Ariana O'Grande.
Well, I love that. Just coming off the conversation about social media and scamming and the internet.
Well, E-Talk's Tyrone Edwards is still here.
So it looks like the two of you have something in common, Marilyn and Tyrone.
Yeah.
Both the good subjects
hair.
Of the most... good hair, yeah. Good hair is one of them.
Very good hair.
Very moisturized, of course, but yeah. also the subjects of the latest social media scam on Instagram, right?
Yeah, I was alerted to this, and I now know you're involved too. Alerted by my daughter-in-law in Idaho yesterday, she said on a direct message, she said, is this you? Because you don't talk like this. And then she said later, I think someone's impersonating you. So what it is a direct message, and it's kind of looping a person in that you would not normally or you would normally talk to, but it's done differently. How did you experience it?
Yeah, so for me, they created this account, and my account is Mr. One Love T.O. But what they did was they put Mr. L Love T.O. So okay. It looks like Mr. One Love T.O. Yeah. They took a bunch of my pictures, so like I would say like at least 12, created a full profile.
Wow, someone's got a lot of time in their hands.
Wrote in the bio, everything,
wow.
like things I would say.
Yeah.
And then they started DMing people and talking to them at first, but then being like, hey, I lost your phone number, send me your number again. And so it was a couple of people that I had just been on text with or just been on FaceTime with, and that's how I first got tipped off.
When did you get tipped off? When did this happen?
Oh, this happened to me just a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Just a few weeks ago, and they started, like, asking for people's phone numbers.
Yes.
And asking them to give them a call or asking if they were able to take a call, and... The one person was trying to meet up. I had told the person, I'm like, yeah, tell them to meet up then. Let's figure this out. They actually reached out to a lot of people. So then I started reposting it on my Instagram story.
Good idea.
And more people started being like, hey, this person reached out to me too. I thought it was weird that you're asking for my phone number and asking about like personal information.
That's right.
So what do you think they're trying to do? Are they trying to sell something? Or are they trying to get like...
They're trying to get your personal information.
Trying to score a date?
I think they're trying to get as much of your personal information as possible to create... Who knows? I mean, identity theft.
Yes.
I couldn't tell you because... Hopefully they weren't successful.
No.
To my knowledge,
well,
they weren't successful.
I was told that it was just getting to know you, connecting to get your information to potentially make you either buy something or get your information to get to your credit card eventually or something like that, personal information. So mine had two, you know, M-A-R-I-I-L-Y-N.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know such a mark.
Oh, wait a minute.
Morning.
That was you?
Yeah. And I was so glad that not only, well, that was happening yesterday afternoon because it really hit yesterday afternoon for me, other people within like some of our guest experts on the TV show were saying, that's not her. That's not how she talks.
Oh, my
God. So please be aware of that. What did you say, Caitlin? If we don't normally, if you watch the show, for example, we don't normally contact you in person.
You have to assume that a famous person or a public figure on Instagram isn't randomly reaching out to random followers to talk to them. I mean, we had another texter comment this morning that model Ashley Graham, fake account for Ashley Graham, reached out to them to try to connect, and they're probably going to try to sell you something. So, I mean, it doesn't make sense. Why would Julia Roberts write to you personally
and
ask you how your day is?
If Julia Roberts messaged me, I might get excited
about
it.
That's true.
I might be like, oh, Julia, what's up, girl?
But also, like, is your account verified, Tyrone?
It is.
And so are
mine.
You, Marilyn.
Yeah.
So if you look at the account and they would be verified and there is a verified blue check next to one account but not this one, you should be skeptical.
Yeah, look for that little blue check.
Yeah, and tell all your you know, people that are new to social media or people that are not familiar with all that stuff, like your mother, your father, your grandparents and the little ones, that they should be aware of that. Thanks, Tyrone. We're
my
in this
pleasure.
Together, but
love you guys.
It's too bad.
Hey, get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.